You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, we welcome you to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Mr. Rob Brown, co-founder and managing director of Curb, an app which allows you to rent cheap parking space from people who have an empty space. Sounds like a clever opportunity. And Mr. Brown, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. It's great to be with you today.
Yes, sir. And looking forward to hearing all the details on this as well. So, Rob, as MD of Curb, can you give us a brief overview of your career that has led you to become the co-founder of such an innovative tech organization?
For sure. I mean, I never imagined that I'd end up in the parking industry. Because I actually come from a marketing background. I was in a very different industry, working in international education. So I was global head of digital for a large education group, working out of Australia with colleges in about 100 plus countries. And we were recruiting international students into universities in the US, in Australia, UK, that sort of thing. But I've always been passionate about the incredible changes we're seeing in the world and the disruption of one industry to the next. And higher education, you know, college education was one of those industries. But I was coming home on the bus, gazing out the window one day and stuck in traffic, and I could see all these empty driveways along the side of the road. And I thought, you know, when you look at what the likes of Airbnb and Uber have done to the hotel industry and the taxi industry and the disruption we've seen there, I think somebody's, you know, nobody's ever done this really with parking, and certainly not on the global scale. So got me thinking, and one thing led to the next, and here we are today. We've got a global parking app live. So that's my background.
And you got to love that, and some good background there leading up to your being the MD of Curb. Thanks for sharing. Now, could you explain to the audience how Curb actually works?
Yeah, so there are two sides to Curb, Eric. There's the, if you like, the Airbnb for parking side, which is anybody who's got an empty space sitting in front of their house or behind their house or behind their office or business can rent it out through the platform. So that's the one side. People can make a bit of money. You know, you drive out of your driveway in the morning, and you're freeing up that you're freeing that space for somebody else to use. But the other side of the business is car parks. So, you know, it might be in a church, or it might be in a hotel, for example. You know, when you think about hotels, you know, the car parks are empty pretty much Monday to Friday from 9 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the evening. Somebody could be parking in those spaces. So if you're a car park owner, you can list your spaces on Curb and make a bit of money when they're not being used. So that's the business, two sides to it.
And that's quite a concept, and most creative as well. Now, I understand the benefits are not just for everyday citizens. How does the Curb technology work for the real estate industry as well?
Well, the real estate industry is really interesting, Eric, because you've got, real estate agents have obviously got a lot of access to, you know, a lot of properties around their suburb and their city. So they know where the car parks are. So we've got real estate agents in some countries who act as agents for Curb in spotting car parks. Others who notify the landlords that they can use Curb to monetize their empty spaces. A simple solution, for example, in the context of real estate that Curb solves is visitor parking. You know, when you think about your visitor parking spaces that landlords, they might have two or four visitor spaces. For property managers, it's a constant sort of pain that they're getting it in the ear from the tenants and the residents, who are saying there are people abusing the visitor spaces. The car that parks there from Thursday to Monday, it's not right. You've got to do something about it. And so, you know, landlords have not really, and property managers have never really had visibility into who should be parking in the visitor spaces. So in a real estate context, we see a lot of landlords just using Curb as a free platform to make people book that visitor space. And then the landlords and the property managers can see exactly who's supposed to be parked there on a given day. And if there is a car that's abusing the system, they now have visibility and they can, you know, issue a fine or get it towed or whatever. So those are a couple of examples of how it relates to the real estate industry.
And appreciate that information today. We are joined by Mr. Rob Brown, the co-founder and managing director of Curb, an app which allows you to rent cheap parking space from people who have empty space, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Curb recently won the Toyota Hackathon, where Curb was found to have superior commercial viability. Many apps exist for years with no real business model. What was your approach to ensuring Curb was sophisticated in that regard?
So if you think about a car, I mean, cars like houses are about to become really connected. You know, the Internet of Things in houses, your fridge is connected, you know, going to be connected to the Internet if it's not, and we'll be able to do things, but so will your car. And so when you buy a car today, you're expected to do things in addition to just driving you from A to Z. Car manufacturers like Toyota are really waking up to that. So from Curb's perspective, we know that the screen in your car is just another screen in your life. Using a phone out of a cradle is illegal while driving. But when you're driving, one of the things you often want to do is look, you know, is find a parking space. So if through the screen in my car I can find and book a parking space, then that's a big value add for me as a driver. But it's also a big, you know, value add for the car manufacturer and gives them a competitive edge. So that's what drove our approach to ensuring that Curb's API allows it to integrate with the main in-car systems, such as the SDL platform that Toyota uses, or Android Auto, or CarPlay. So it's just a, you know, when you think about the kind of apps that you're going to need in a car, you need a Maps app, you need a music app, you know, audio, but you also need a parking app. So that's what drove our thinking towards that, Eric. So that, yeah.
And I'd say that's tapping deep into technology. You did a great job on being alert and taking advantage of that opportunity. Good stuff. Lastly, what would your advice be to those entrepreneurs who believe they have a groundbreaking concept or even an app like yours, but don't know how to take it to the market?
That's a great question. You know, everybody's got an idea for a business. And we used to say that everyone's got a book in them. You know, everyone wanted to write, you know, so many people, oh, I want to write a book one day, I want to write a novel. But today, that's, you know, everyone's got an app in them. And when you think about it, Eric, there are so many brilliant ideas that are left on the drawing board. There's so much brilliant tech out there that's, you know, created by young people who you know, launch their app, but they just don't know how to take it to market. And it's a tragedy, really, in many cases, because, you know, as I say, so many great ideas get left behind. So my advice is that if you haven't got marketing experience, get a partner on your team or get a co-founder who has. And preferably not just somebody who's just straight out of college, somebody who's actually got experience, who knows how to take your idea to market. Because I think without that, and I see this all the time, you know, bright people, really smart ideas, smart people, but just, you know, their idea dies when it hits the app store because they've got no way or no idea about how to market it and how to take it to market. So that would be my advice. If you haven't got somebody with, you know, who's got some skin in the game as well, who's got some equity in your business, then think about bringing in a marketer, somebody who you know and trust, who's got experience, who can really help you bring your idea to life and put it in front of customers.
Mr. Brown, sound advice as we conclude today. Really appreciate your visit with us. If listeners wanted to download the app and take advantage of Curb, where is the best place online to get further details and to download the app?
So you can jump onto the Curb website at www.curb.works, W-O-R-K-S, or you can download Curb from the iOS App Store, the Apple App Store, or Android App Store, so Google Play. So it's available on Android, on iOS, and on web.
You've certainly got the bases covered. Again, Mr. Brown, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure, too.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Rob Brown, co-founder and managing director of Curb, an app which allows you to rent cheap parking space from people who have an empty space. And for all the details, simply visit curb.works. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.